The title of the message this morning, Tell It Like It Is. Why would we have to preach something about tell it like it is? Shouldn't we always tell it like it is? Well, probably we should, but often it's not told the way it really is. Often things are maligned. Often things are a little bit off course and off center because people want to be so careful to be able to say things so that they will give them an advantage in some way, shape, or form rather than speak truth. And so it is truly important to tell it like it is and not hold anything back, but to tell it like it is. You see, God looks at us in a totality way. In other words, he looks at what our character is like. And if we are more concerned about making a person feel good at the present time than giving them the truth that they need, then we are holding back who Jesus is. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Uncertainty of human condition today is at an all-time high. It is pride that separates from God, and it is sensual, the sensual that binds us to the earth, and sensual meaning that we do everything from our senses, from a senses perspective. And if we only believe what we can see, taste, feel, touch, smell, if we only believe those things, then we are totally bound to earth, and we cannot understand the things of the Spirit whatsoever. We're not called to be sensual, we're called to be spiritual. We must remember that truth, although it might make us uncomfortable, it actually delivers people and sets people free. But the world is designed to make us feel comfortable. Even the cars that we drive, even the gas gauge in our vehicles is designed to give us comfort. Do you realize that? The gas gauge, when it's full right to the top and stays on full after you drive 100 kilometers or so, it's still on full, but it's not telling the truth. The car is not full anymore. When it's empty, giving you a deceptive reading. What is that designed for? It's designed to make us feel good. That's what the world presents to you and I. The world is concerned about getting us into a comfort zone because the world knows, the principalities and the powers know that if it can get us into a comfort zone, we won't want to move out of it. If it can get us into a zone where we feel good and are comfortable and around people who all like us, they really think we're something, they really think we're great. And so if we get used to that, the principalities and powers know that we don't want to move outside of our comfort zone to tell people the truth, to walk in truth. It's amazing, isn't it, when you look at it? Everything is designed for our comfort, to keep us quiet for a while. To keep us quiet for a while. And unfortunately, there's many preachers who work that and try to get the balance. Try to hold everybody in a comfortable place. Try to constantly speak about positive things and never speak about negative things. And if we never mention the dark side of what's happening in the world today, I'm afraid there's many people who will die and go to hell and never realize that there was another message. There was a heeding to take place. There was something that we needed to heed rather than just run foolishly with all those things that make us feel comfortable. God said, you're going to have an awesome, wonderful life if you heed my word. Deuteronomy 28 says, if you obey the voice of the Lord, all these blessings will come upon you. Now, we don't read the second part of Deuteronomy 28 very much, where it says, if you fail to heed the word of God, then all these curses will come upon you. But many, many times this ungodly doctrine of tolerance and compromise has filtrated the church so that we are really not telling the truth anymore. That we lighten up the gospel message. That we are really not commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ to go out and tell, but not only tell, but tell it like it is. In other words, don't sugarcoat it, but go out and tell it like it is. That indeed you must be born again. A religious leader came to Jesus, and you know, in the night season, he was a very religious man, godly man, read the word, but Jesus told him, Nicodemus, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you and I will not be hindered in speaking forth the truth, I believe that we'll see a lot more power in the church in the days ahead. If you're lying to somebody, if you're not telling the truth, you're actually stealing the reality, their own reality. I pray that we have a desire to live in reality today as opposed to living in a place of comfort. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me, Jesus. Through me, Jesus said. That's reality. That's the truth.